Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is a character that is beloved to Allah and His Messenger. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has prepared for His slaves the means of love, and who has made desirous to them praiseworthy character, and who has decreed that the reward for someone who possesses such character is entrance into paradise itself. And I bear witness that our leader and our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah and is His sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. O Allah, send Your peace and blessings upon our messenger Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and upon his family and companions, all of them, and upon whomsoever follows them in the best of ways until the last day. I advise you and myself, O listeners, to embody a taqwa or a consciousness of Allah, for verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Indeed, Allah loves those who embody taqwa, this God consciousness of Him. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said to one of his companions, "You possess two qualities that Allah loves, and these are the qualities of forbearance and restraint." Brothers and sisters, in this noble hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised one of his companions for the fact that he was characterized with two attributes that make up beautiful character. The first was the attribute of forbearance, in Arabic hilm, which is an attribute from the attributes of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. And know that Allah is all-forgiving and Halim, forbearing. The word hilm, which we've chosen to translate as forbearance, is a noble virtue. And this is the reason why it's been often ascribed to the prophets, for it is a prophetic attribute. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises his prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with this very attribute when he says, "Inna Ibrahim la halimun awwahun munib." Indeed, Ibrahim was forbearing, grieving, and frequently turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, our Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was an example of forbearance. He was a model of how to deal with others in the way that is best. And so we find that the more a person would be harsh and angry, an anger that usually arises out of some form of ignorance, then we would find his forbearance always supersedes that. And so forbearance is one of the greatest attributes of character that someone can adorn themselves with. And whomsoever does so achieves much good will find, and they will also find that their rank is raised with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why one of the poets is reported to have said, "My Lord, grant me from yourself forbearance as an aid, for I see that with forbearance in life no regret is made." The second attribute that the Prophet ﷺ specifically praised was the attribute of restraint. And restraint here means the wisdom and the ability to take a long-term view in seeing the end of things, the end of the affair. And so it's the ability to delay things without being hasty. And this is a sign of a mature and sound intellect and a firmness of heart and resolve. It is amongst the best of states that we can possess in this temporal world of fleeting desires. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that restraint in everything is good, except in the matter of actions that can be done for the hereafter. And so amongst other key attributes that Allah and His Messenger mentioned that we should love to adorn ourselves are things like sincerity in our words and deeds, to be faithful, to be people of amana, people of trust, and people who fulfill their trust, to be people who are good to our neighbors and those around us. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Man ahabba an yuhibbahu Allah wa rasuluh," whoever loves that Allah and His Messenger love them, "falyasdiq al-hadith," and so that let such a person be true, right? "Falyasdiq al-hadith," let such a person be true in their speech, and let such a person fulfill his amana, and let such a person not harm his neighbor. If we reflect upon these attributes and think about what is it that makes them so special, then we will find that the reason why they are beloved to Allah and His Messenger is because these traits in turn help plant love and affection into the hearts of people, and they strengthen the bonds and ties that we have amongst ourselves. And so the idea is that these are traits we should embody because we reflect this love to other people. And so let us start seeking to embody them in our hearts. We have to first do these in our own homes, in the intimate relations that we have amongst our families, amongst our neighbors, our work colleagues. This is how we build change into our lives. And then we can hope for our children to absorb these characteristics, because the children who are young learn by emulating and copying their parents. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bless us with this reformation and this ability to imbibe goodly character. And this is one of the ultimate means of success, for whoever attains unto goodly character attains unto the bliss in this world and in the hereafter. I say this and I seek your forgiveness for myself and for you. And so let us seek His forgiveness, Allah's forgiveness, for indeed He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.